miss out on limited-time appliance deals during the closeout event at Lowe's. Get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, save an extra $100 when you spend $999 or more on all major appliances. Hurry, these deals are too good to last long. Shop in-store or online today. Because Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid 1/4 through 1/24. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for details.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. The FAA has new rules for airlines to inspect their 737 MAX 9s to get them back into service. They come less than a week after part of the fuselage, known as a door plug, blew out of an Alaska Airlines jet. Secretary of State Blinken will meet with Israeli and Hamas officials as his Mideast trip continues.
I'll have an opportunity to share with Israeli leaders everything I've heard thus far on this trip, and also to talk to them about the future direction of their military campaign.
Hamas, meanwhile, claims it thwarted an Israeli military attempt to rescue a hostage. President Biden visited Mother Emanuel Church in Charleston, South Carolina today. As vice president, he visited the congregation after a deadly 2015 shooting. Former President Trump's lawyers are trying to convince a Georgia judge to dismiss the election interference charges against him. Nike and Tiger Woods are parting ways after 27 years. This is ABC News. NASA now says a lunar lander it launched overnight may not make it to the moon. Earlier, John Thornton, the CEO of Astrobiotics, the company behind the lander, told ABC News it was always a risky mission.
It is a 250,000 miles away. It is in the vacuum of space. You are controlling a vehicle that you can't use a joystick with from here on Earth.
NASA says the lander isn't pointing toward the sun as it's supposed to. In Houston tonight, it's Washington and Michigan, both undefeated for the college football championship.
It'll be the biggest game in the young career of Huskies quarterback Michael Penix Jr., and yet he's telling his teammates going into the championship game,
don't make the game bigger than what it is. Go out there and have fun.
Michigan coach Jim Harbaugh told his players to, yes, enjoy the moment, but at the same time,
if you get a really good night's sleep the night before a game, then that's a real bonus.
Michigan's Wolverines last won the national championship in 1997, while the Huskies' last title came in 1991. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Daria Albinger, ABC News.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry, with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help. So you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When something happens to your car, you might say, but what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Ayling. There'll be no criminal charges in connection to a fatal shooting involving police in Ozaukee County. That incident happened November 2nd when county sheriff's deputies tried to pull over a suspect identified as Christopher Sewell for outstanding felony warrants near I-43 in the town of Grafton. The vehicle driven by Sewell sped off. That led to a chase. After a tire deflation device caused the fleeing vehicle to stop, Sewell ran from his vehicle and into a nearby tree line. The Wisconsin Department of Justice says after Sewell allegedly revealed a weapon, Deputy Michael Zilke shot Sewell, who died at the scene. Ozaukee County District Attorney Adam Garrell concluded that Zilke acted in self-defense in the incident. A man who allegedly was evading a traffic stop has died following a crash in Dodge County Sunday evening. The sheriff's office there said after the driver reportedly didn't stop for Washington County deputies, a Dodge County deputy attempted to pull over the possibly impaired driver who was driving erratically. The driver then sped away at speeds of over 100 miles per hour. After failing to negotiate a curve, the pursued vehicle crashed into a tree. 27-year-old man from Hartford behind the wheel of that vehicle died at the scene. The Wisconsin State Patrol is assisting the Dodge County Sheriff's Office with the investigation of the crash. Milwaukee County's district attorney won't be running for re-election.
D.A. John Chisholm announced on Friday that he'll be stepping down at the end of his term this year. Chisholm was first elected to the district attorney's position in 2006 and has been with the D.A.'s office for 30 years. He says he's honored to have served the community and pursued justice for Milwaukee residents. Chisholm will be working with his chief deputy, Kent Lovern, in the transition. Lovern is expected to run for office in November. Raymond Newpert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Real Country 1430 WRDN reminds you to shop our area businesses in the listening area first. From Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, Ellsworth, Alma, and everywhere in between, find the products and services you need all at affordable prices. You know, these local businesses offer personal service you just don't get at box stores. Shopping locally first not only supports our friends and neighbors, but also supports you. Our local businesses contribute to many school and civic organizations. They provide jobs and they help strengthen our economies. Shop locally first. This reminder from Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Some spotty snow showers early, wind down to cloudy skies and high temperatures flirting with the freezing mark. Snow starts to move in overnight, and we could be waking up to 1 to 2 inches. With the snow continuing until the afternoon tomorrow, we could get an additional 1 to 2, which is why winter weather advisory is in effect for Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at Grandpa's BBQ shop. Currently, it's 28.
Grain futures started another week with another step to the downside. The problem now is serious chart damage is being done, opening even more downside risk. Livestock futures were mixed. Live cattle futures tried to rally but failed. Lean hog futures tried to rally and succeeded.
Live from the Blizzard's Gizzard via Farm Journal broadcast, this is AgriTalk. This afternoon, we begin with a conversation with Brian Basting from Advanced Trading, and later, Kerry Artek from ArtekAdvisory.com. Directly following the news, Jeff Scoville from the Price Futures Group. I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson. Now, welcome the host of AgriTalk, Chip Flory.
All right, Davis. Yeah, the big blue blob is slowly making its way into Iowa, about the southwest quarter of the state, I guess, now is covered. But, boy, there's some heavy snow up in northwest Iowa as well. And it's made it all the way to Des Moines. So it's happening. It's making its way on up to us here in northeast Iowa. And I'm sure that it'll be here before too long, leaving some impressive snowfall tallies in its wake, too.
Yeah, absolutely. We down here, now I'm sort of mid-south part of Kansas City. And so this morning around 11 a.m., it started to rain, big old fat cold drops, and it's slowly been transitioning over to snow here. Nothing sticking yet, but once the sun goes down, I think we're in trouble even down here.
Yeah, yeah, and the wind is starting to pick up. It's been happening casually or slowly throughout the morning, but, boy, by the time we get to tonight and especially tomorrow, the wind is going to be something to contend with out there as well, as it already has been out in Nebraska and Kansas. Some really tough conditions out there. South Dakota dealing with some blizzard-like conditions as well. And the thing is, as we talked with Brett Waltz this morning from BAMWX.com, this is the lead storm. We've also got a big storm down along the Gulf Coast. There are some severe weather warnings in place already for down along the coast. They're playing a pretty big ball game tonight down in Houston. I don't you may not be aware, but there's a big ball game down in Houston tonight. We'll see if they can get that off without a hitch. And then more storms at the end of this week and into the weekend with much, much colder temperatures coming our way. So
that's right. That's right.
Heads
we're
up.
Gonna freeze out the dolphins at Arrowhead is what we're going to do.
Is that what you're going to do?
That's my plan.
Love it. Mentioned it this morning, but once again, congratulations to the SDSU Jackrabbits. Another national championship up there at SDSU. So good stuff. Good stuff. All right. Let's go ahead and get started. What you got in the news?
Chip, the U.S. dollar index was in negative territory for most of the grains day trade, but that failed to provide much support for any of the markets. March soft red winter wheat futures opened slightly higher in near session highs and then fell to close below psychological support at $6 for the first time since November 30. Chart watchers note there is little support in front month SRWE futures until the 560 level. Improved moisture conditions in the U.S. Central and Southern Plains added selling interest. On the demand side, reported wheat export inspections in the weekend of January 4, that totaled 491,000 metric tons, easily topped trade expectations. March HRW wheat futures 12 and 3 quarters lower, 615 and a quarter. March soft red down 19 and 3 quarter cents, 596 and 1 quarter. March spring wheat closed at 702 and a half, down 9 and a half cents, Chip.
Yeah, the last time that we had the SRW market down at this level, we were marching our way back to the upside after coming off of the lows, and we had had 3 or 4 export sales to China that were announced. So who knows? Maybe we're getting back down into the level that's going to bring some demand.
Well, corn export inspections weekend of Jan 4 totaled nearly 857,000 metric tons. That was at the high end of trade expectations. Improved growing conditions in Argentina and less stress on first crop corn in Brazil were also noted factors in today's trade. March corn futures opened fractionally higher and tried to extend gains, but the drop back through support at Friday's low accelerated fund selling to drive prices to new contract lows. Yeah. With professional trading funds willingly on the sell side of the corn market, downside momentum is building, baby. March corn futures 5 3/4 lower, 455. May corn down 5 3/4, 467 and a half. July corn futures closed at 478, down 5 3/4 cents, Chip.
Yeah, we'll see if the market tries to get back some of today's losses through the course of the week. If not, the funds are going to be adding on to that short position.
Bean futures accelerated the downside move. The drop through support at Friday's lows triggered aggressive fresh selling, with March bean futures closing below 1250 for the first time since June 14. Selling in soybeans was driven by beneficial rainfall in Brazil's northern production areas and in Argentina. Traders will be watching for updated South American production estimates this week, including USDA's latest estimate in Friday's supply and demand report. Export inspections of soybeans in the weekend of January 4 totaled nearly 675,000 metric tons, just shy of trade expectations. March soybeans 10 3/4 lower, 1245 and a half. May beans down 9 1/2 cents to 1254 3/4. July beans closed to 1261 3/4. That's down 8 cents today.
There was some product spread unwinding today with soybean oil trading to the upside, soybean meal to the downside.
Well, March cotton was 23 points higher at 80.42. Quickly on your livestock, let's hit the closes. February fat cattle 62 and a half lower, 169.95. March feeders up 92 1/2 cents to 225.07 1/2. And on the snout side, February lean hogs were 60 cents higher today to close at 70.60, Chip.
All right. Thank you very much, Davis. Let's bring in Jack Scoville, Price Futures Group. Jack, Happy New Year, my friend. How are you?
Hey, Merry Christmas, too, and Happy New Year. I'm doing great. How about you?
We're doing just fine.
I've been enjoying my vacation here. So
Yeah, I guess. What do you make of the markets in here, Jack? It's been 3 weeks since we've talked to you. What's your gut feeling here?
Well, my gut feeling is it's getting a little overdone to the downside, but you know, the weather changed down in South America, and that seemed to be the complete deal here. Once it started raining in central and northern Brazil, dried out a little bit in southern Brazil, down we went. And you really needed that to keep it going because the export demand has also been tailing off, in part because of the holidays, but in part just because it's tailing off. Yeah. And so things, you know, you can understand why we're lower. could get a little rebound here this week, I suppose. But funds are entering the short side, so they're going to be happy to sell any rallies they can get in through here.
Right, right. That's exactly right. You know, we've got the funds on the short side of the market. We shouldn't be surprised if we see some short covering in here. But Jack, I don't know what at this time of the year is going to move the fund money from short to out to long. And that's bulls really want to see.
Yeah, I can't imagine what would do it right now, especially with the weather turning down in South America. We could get some numbers that are really interesting here on Wednesday from CONAB and then Friday from USDA. Probably the CONAB numbers are likely to be the much more significant production hit. But, you know, I think we've probably talked about whatever that's going to be, and that's already part of the price.
Yep. Yep, absolutely. Good stuff, Jack. Thanks, buddy. We'll talk to you later. That is Jack Scoville, Price Futures Group. Coming up next, we've got a conversation with today's guest analyst, Brian Bassing, Advanced Trading, here on AgriTalk.
Meet up with the AgMarket.net team in Music City as the company will host its Farming for Profit, Not Price Conference February 4th and 5th. Aside from the AgMarket.net team, Dan Bozzi, Brian Burke, Randy Dowdy, Dave Hightower, Eric Snodgrass, Joe Vaklovic, and Mackenzie Johnston will all be there. Head to AgMarket.net or call 844-4AG and Mark AT to register. There is a risk of loss in trading futures under options.
This is Andrew McRae, host of The American Countryside. I'm also a farmer and rancher from Northwest Missouri, and I hope you'll join me each week for Farming the Countryside as we take a look at the top issues impacting agriculture as told by the people farming and working in our industry. We'll talk about markets and trade, share some of the latest tips and trends from grain and livestock producers, and take a look at trends impacting rural America. Join me for Farming the Countryside on many local radio stations or on your favorite podcast platform, or just go to farmingthecountryside.com.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Sometimes life is wonderful. And sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. If your employer doesn't supply health care coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private health care is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage.
Give us a call at 800-801-2700.
Take a trip to the grocery store and you'll pay record high prices for food while multinational corporations rake in massive profits. Meanwhile, the farmer's share of the food dollar is only 15 cents. Farmers Union is fighting for laws in the Farm Bill, like a competition title that promote fair markets. A healthy and vibrant food system is possible, but we can't get there without fairness for farmers. Visit fairnessforfarmers.org, paid for by National Farmers Union.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
The best talkers in ag, including you. Join the conversation on AgriTalk. Call us at 855-4-TALK-AG.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip Flory. Glad that you are with us to start another week of trading. It got started this morning. I get it. We're doing one day in the bag.
We're doing five this week,
right? We are going to do five. Actually, we might do an extra one for next week.
I don't know if I'm ready for 5 minutes. No, I am so out of shape right now. I could do like two. Maybe
two?
Two and a half. Yeah. That's just winded. Winded.
I'm going to need you to, you know, I'm going to need you to, I guess, just suck it up.
You know what? You know what?
What?
For you and for the beloved listener, I'll do it. I'll do it.
Excellent. Good stuff. Good stuff. All right. Today's guest analyst, Brian Bassing from Advanced Trading. Brian, it's good to talk with you again. It's been a while, man. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Chip, and I'm with you guys. It is hard to get back into a routine, but we'll get going again. It won't take us too long again.
Yeah,
this isn't our first rodeo.
As soon as you feel like we're starting to get back into the routine, it gets busted up again. We've got next Monday off.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's true. That's true. Yeah. But that's okay. I mean, we'll. Sounds like we may be digging out of some snowstorm here the next few days, but we'll hunker down for a few days and we'll get back at it.
Yep, exactly. Exactly. You know, just a side note on that, with the storms that are out in Nebraska and Kansas right now and the weather that is coming our way, you take a look at the way that the cattle market traded today. Feeder cattle were higher on the idea that corn is getting cheaper, so let's go ahead and trade to the upside. The storm helped live cattle futures early in the day, but by the end of the day, all that support was gone, and I'm thinking to myself, holy smokes. If they want to keep the cattle moving, the last thing that they want to do is give any indication that this market is going to be offering less money to move cattle in a lot of storm and a lot of snow over the week ahead. But I don't know. Maybe that's just me, Brian.
No. It's I know one of the challenges that we were able to discern from that cattle on feed report at the end of December, Chip, was that for a variety of reasons, the currentness of feedlots was a little bit sluggish there during the month of November. So that's put us in a little bit of a bind cattle-wise. So we're just going to have to charge forward here, because 2023 was certainly a stellar year price-wise. But the tide has turned. A lot of things have happened here, and I think we've got to acknowledge that the market has turned here. It doesn't mean it can't come back a bit, but it certainly has turned.
Right. You know, and the cattle market has, over the last 4 months, I'd call it, maybe a little bit longer than that, it was up there making highs. Nobody wanted to get bearish. The fundamentals were still bullish. Demand still good. The supply side of the equation was still very tight. And it seemed like every time we mentioned, or anyone mentioned, you know, when you're making new highs, sometimes that's the best time to build a price floor. Every time we mention that, you just got kind of, you know, yelled at for talking negative about a cattle market when all we were doing was saying, doggone it, it's making new highs. Maybe this is some risk that you ought to protect. And then once the market is broken down, boy, what a case study for building that price floor when you're making highs like that cattle market was. It's a perfect picture of it, isn't it?
You did an exceptional job, Chip, of summarizing that, because it is a case study. It's also a case study to some degree in human emotions. I mean, it's just markets have a way of market change happens, and it happens very fast, both to the upside and to the downside.
Sometimes for no reason.
Exactly. And that's why I think when you talk about defending your balance sheet, I think you're always talking about being prepared for when the market turns. It's not a matter of if. And true, I mean, no one knows when the high is going to be. You could have said the same thing at $180 cattle as you did at 185 and 190 or whatever it got up to in the end.
Yeah.
But the point being is that the end was going to occur. We just didn't know when. But that's one of the reasons, Chip, why we like an option strategy, because an option strategy leaves that upside open, and you can roll up that floor as you move higher. So this is a case study of that taking place.
Yep. So here we are now, kind of I won't call it an exact opposite of what we were dealing with in cattle, because we've got prices under pressure in the corn market, but I wouldn't say that we are at an extreme low like we were at an extreme high. in cattle. But here we are making lows, and it feels like the market is building downside momentum. And I feel like I want to get more bearish, but man, you're not supposed to do that, Brian. You're not supposed to get more bearish as the market is making new lows.
Yeah, I think from the standpoint of a producer, Chip, I'll start there, is that in the corn market is been a grind lower, if you will, since the end of the crop insurance period, really a little bit before that in October. But if you look at the crop insurance price for December, it was $4.88 a bushel. And for December one off board, I think about $4.57 a bushel. So it ground lower, if you will, 30 cents lower from end of October to the middle of December. And we've continued that grind the last 3 weeks here. And as a matter of fact, the March contract this morning, Chip, dropped below where the December contract expired. And that's characteristic of a carry market where the nearby contract expires and then the next contract is almost drawn, if you will, like a magnet to where that previous contract expired. Because if you look at it, bring it down to boil it down to the nitty gritty, that's what the true value of corn is. The market is paying you carry because it doesn't need all those bushels all at once. Yeah. But by the time we get to the next contract, that's what the true value of corn is. So that's where you see a carry market grind lower and the carry erode over time. And that's what we've seen the last 3 to 4 weeks here, as that March contract is eroded toward December one off board.
Okay, so how do you use that information as you're putting together a strategy to, well, at least to finish up your 23 crop?
The biggest thing that we'd emphasize, Chip, is to get control of your 23 bushels. The perception that we have here as we start the new year is that the corn inventory is larger than usual in terms of the producer holding of unpriced corn for a variety of reasons. Yields in many cases were better than expected. So what you thought would have been maybe 15-20% ended up being only 10-15% of your sales. But regardless, a lot of unpriced corn bushels. And of course, with that expiration of the crop insurance in November, or beg your pardon, at the end of October, there is no floor and more. So the ball went back into the producer's hands. But what can we do? Get control of those bushels. How can we do it? We can sell the carry, Chip. We can do it one of two ways. We can just sell the market today if your basis is favorable. And you say, well, I don't want to sell the bottom. That's okay. We can buy a call option, simultaneously buy a call. And if this market is near a low, if we see something happen in South America or we get some surprise bullish news in Friday's reports, you'll be a participant when the market turns. And the market will turn eventually. I just don't know where it's going to be, and no one knows. So, but to have no control over bushels and see the market grinding lower is not a way to defend your balance sheet. A second way to do it, Chip, would be to sell the carry now out to the July. We're looking at the March-July corn spread is trading today at about 23 cents. You can do that with purchasing a deferred put option, for example. Gives yourself a floor in the market. Again, if the market is near the bottom, then you're going to be able to participate if the market rebounds. Regardless, to do nothing is not the way to defend your balance sheet. You need to take control of these bushels.
Yeah, you'd be out the premium paid for the put option if the market would recover. But as soon as the market has recovered more than the premium paid, then you are participating with the price appreciation again, correct?
Yeah, you summarized that well, Chip. We could have had this conversation 2 weeks ago when March corn futures was at 470 a bushel. Yeah. And I just said the exact same thing. I said, get control. And we're 15, nearly 20 cents lower now to where we were, 2 weeks ago. So it's just a matter of at some point the market is going to turn. I just don't know where it's going to be, and no one knows. So better to have some protection in place to get control of these bushels, because each day the market is eroding. And yes, it is. At some point it's going to turn. I just don't know where it's going to turn from, and it could return very shortly, or could turn weeks from now, months from now.
Yeah. And a lot of that is going to have to do with what we see going on down in South America, correct?
Correct. Yeah. We're seeing a change, Chip, more rainfall in northern Brazil. Good for the bean crop there.
Yeah.
It's still going to be a little bit later bean harvest, which will push back the Safrinha corn planting, but definitely a change to better conditions for the later maturing beans in Brazil.
Geez. Yep. I can't believe the music's playing already. It's going to be it's the rains are good news for most of the bean crop. There are some beans that are ready for harvest and they don't need the rain, but they're not worth a darn anyway, so you'd rather have the rain on the beans that can benefit, that's for sure. Okay, we got a long ways to go. We're in a conversation with Brian Bassing from Advanced Trading.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public, the list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand, when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Mom's early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
And when I left the oven on, we decided together that it was time to see a doctor and make a plan.
Early detection gave us more time to seek out information and support as a family.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Let's go to the markets page at profarmer.com and check today's closes, where March hard red winter wheat futures were 12 and three quarters lower at 615 and one quarter. March SRW wheat was down 19 and three quarter cents to 596 and one quarter. March corn futures were 5 3/4 lower at 455. May corn also down 5 3/4 to 467 and one half. March soybean futures were 10 3/4 lower, 1245 and a half. May beans down 9 1/2 cents to 1254 3/4. March cotton was 23 points higher, 8042. On your livestock's February fat cattle futures, 62 1/2 lower, 169.95. March feeder futures up 92 1/2 cents to 225.07 and one half. February lean hogs 60 cents higher today at 70.60. Get more market news every market day. Visit tryprofarmer.com.
A lot goes into powering this community. That's why your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wants you to know we've got you. It's a pledge to make sure you're always taken care of. A pledge we honor every day. From our member service representatives to our linemen and those making sure the power you use is there when you need it, we've got you. Always.
Riverland Energy is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
When you try Grandpa's barbecue, will it be sweet? No. Fiery hot, fruity, or honey flavored? We think not. Instead, Grandpa's barbecue is the true original flavor of barbecue. Without the hype, the additives, or the hoopla. Because this is a family recipe that's handed down by Grandpa himself. Grandpa's Barbecue. Available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Some spotty snow showers early, wind down to cloudy skies and high temperatures flirting with the freezing mark. Snow starts to move in overnight, and we could be waking up to 1 to 2 inches. With the snow continuing until the afternoon tomorrow, we could get an additional 1 to 2, which is why Winter Weather Advisory is in effect for Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at Grandpa's BBQ Shop. Currently, it's 28.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. The truth is hard to come by these days, unless you listen to AgriTalk.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip Flory. Glad that you are with us. We are in the middle of a conversation with Brian Bassing from Advanced Trading. And we've covered quite a bit of ground. And I got to tell you, Brian, the, you know, get control of those 2023 bushels. This is a message that you've had on AgriTalk before. You know, at this time of the year, it's a question. If you're going to move forward on new crop marketings, you better doggone make sure you know where you're at on old crop first. Is that kind of the bottom line?
It is, Chip. You really summarized that well. Again, as usual, it's a matter of getting your ducks in a row, recognizing that you've already, in most cases, producers have made commitments for the 2024 crop in terms of what to plant and purchase seed and fertilizer and so on and so forth in many cases. So in that respect, you've already kind of locked down the cost side. So it's very important to start looking at protecting that price side. But it's very difficult to do that if you've still got quite a bit of old crop on hand that's unprotected. It's difficult to be a bearish stance, or at least a defensive stance on new crop, and just have no downside protection on old crop. You need to get control of all bushels, starting with old crop, and then you can move forward and look at that new crop that you're just getting ready to move into here. Obviously, planting weeks and months away here, but not on the input side. A lot of folks have done that. So yes, let's start with the 23 bushels. Let's get ourselves positioned where we've got an upside opportunity, but got our floor in place. And that's what we talk about with, for example, Chip, in my opinion, with a put option, does give you that floor. Another alternative, Chip, though, is a call option. For example, in the soybean market, the carry is not as attractive as it was a few weeks ago in beans. And so the market is not paying a producer to store as much as it was. And we've got the interest costs in there too, Chip. Much higher interest costs on $12 beans than it was 2-3 years ago when interest rates were basically zero. Yeah. Interest rates are much higher, and there's an interest cost there now. So an alternative on beans would be to go ahead and sell those bushels and buy, let's say, a May call option. And if the things deteriorate in South America, whether it be Brazil or Argentina — Argentina had a drought last year, as your listeners would recall — regardless, or maybe China comes in here and buys, whatever the case may be, you can participate in the upside.
Right. You mentioned interest rates, which it reminded me of another topic that I wanted to ask you about. The interest rate outlook for the year ahead is easier. How often, how many cuts from the Fed? That's up to be decided yet by the Fed. But the interest rate environment that we're in today is different than what it was a year ago. How does that change money flow in the markets, Brian? What are you looking at? How do you think that influences the market outlook for corn and soybeans?
I'm just going to stick with it with the producer side, Chip. There's a lot of different angles. A great question, but a lot of different angles. So I'm just going to say that if you're holding unpriced inventory, whether it's corn, beans, or wheat for that matter, but corn and beans is paramount here as we start the new year. There's a cost associated with holding those bushels. It's an opportunity cost is what it is what you could be doing with that money. If you had that money from the sale of those commodities, you could be paying off a note, for example, or you can be investing that money in a T-bill, for example, if you really want to get down to the nitty gritty. Those options were not, for example, investing a T-bill 2-3 years ago, Chip, was not attractive to do. Right. It just, there wasn't a return there. And by the same token, the interest rate on a note 2-3 years ago was so low that you didn't even care, for lack of a better phrase. You always care about that. But what I'm saying is that the cost now is so much higher. The opportunity cost, the interest cost associated with holding unpriced inventory in a bin. And so that's another reason that when we look at the sale of a commodity, then you can turn around and either pay off that note or invest it, whatever the case may be. But I think that when you're talking about $12 beans, some places are lower than that now, and in some places are still a little bit higher. But point being is that, you know, 8 or 9 cents a month on interest alone on $12 beans at this point is big. That's a lot. If you talk about storing all the way into summer, Chip, you'd be talking about 50 cents a bushel, you know, all the way into or more. And that's you know, a lot of money. And for corn, it's significant also.
Yeah, yeah. It's you take that 50 cents times a couple of 100,000 bushels, and all of a sudden it adds up to something, doesn't it? And it adds up to opportunity that needs to be managed, period. End of story. And if you're not managing the opportunity cost, then your total risk management picture is missing a piece, and it needs to be added in there. We got quarterly grain stocks. We got the supply and demand report. We get the winter wheat seedings report on Friday. What are your thoughts going into those reports?
I went back and did some research, Chip, on the March corn, March beans, and July wheat contract. And there is plenty of years, not every year. I want to emphasize to your listeners, it's not every year, but plenty of years where we've seen increased volatility right after the release of that report. In other words, the closing price that day for those respective contracts relative to the previous day. There's been plenty of examples where it's been sharply lower, and plenty of examples where it's been sharply higher, and several examples when it's been close to unchanged. But point being is it's a day that can be filled with surprises. There's so much at stake in terms of only the grain stocks report, for example, only four times a year. This would be the final report for the crop size from last fall. Mm-hmm. This would be our next update of South American crops from the USDA. And we've also got our first estimate of winter wheat seedings. And let that be some surprises in any or all of those reports. So we are strongly encourage producers, in my opinion, that to defend your balance sheet by being risk management strategies in place prior to the release of these reports. Because to be positioned, you don't care if the market goes higher or lower because you're in position.
Right. You know, when you talk about defending a balance sheet, and as you have on the show before, Brian, I think it was the last time that you were on, and we were talking. I was going over the notes afterwards, and I realized really what you talk about is eliminate the things that you don't want to happen. Right? Is that that's kind of the bottom line? Eliminate the things from your risk portfolio that you do not want to happen. And once you've done that, you've got control.
Yeah, the phrase you used a moment ago was spot on, Chip, and that's the word manage. You are taking control by managing a position. You are giving yourself a floor in the market if you're a producer, or you could use the same argument with end users by putting ceilings in the market, but we'll stick with producers, putting a floor in the market and leaving the upside open. That's not free, as you highlighted earlier. There's premium associated with that, but that's part of the investment approach where you're managing, you're taking control instead of just being at the mercy. I mean, if you look at the corn market, Chip, since the end of October, when there's crop insurance, any bushel that's unpriced since the end of October has lost a lot of value. I look at the March contract on October 31st was trading somewhere around, at the end of October was around $5 a bushel. And today it's at $4.52 a bushel, $4.53 a bushel, whatever. So we've lost 45 cents. Point being is that if you didn't have anything in place, when you and I talked, I think I went back and did the same thing at the end of October. I said, get control of these bushels. I didn't know the corn market was going to grind lower.
Right.
Again, my crystal ball isn't as clear as, and it isn't any clearer than anybody else's. But what you just said a moment ago was spot on. Manage your position by controlling what you can control. And, just get the peace of mind also is critical there in that context, Chip.
Yep. Yeah. And avoid making mistakes. That seems so easy to say, and in concept, it seems so easy. But, you know, there's a lot of professional quarterbacks that don't want to throw an interception either, but sometimes they do. When that happens, you just got to recover from it and move forward, correct? Don't let that tie you up.
Yeah, exactly. And one thing I caution your listeners on too, Chip, is that everyone makes mistakes. What you want to do then is learn from that and avoid trying to recoup that loss or try and get quote unquote a strategy where you're it sounds really good on paper, but it's not really a risk management strategy. You end up painting yourself into a corner and you make the situation worse. Yeah. I could go into several. We don't have time to go into that, but I think your listeners understand that maybe your first reaction would be, oh, I got to make up that loss that I just did. We've just lost 35 cents. Basically, the corn market, who knows where it's going to go from here. But point being, avoid that. Oh, I got to do something now to bring that back. You know, let's manage the position. Let's not try and, you know, hit a home run and then strike out again and make things worse. So I think that's the lesson we learn moving forward. And each year is different. This one's going to have some surprises, Chip. If you and I would have visited on January 8th of 2023, and being able to predict everything that happened last year,
that would have been hard to do.
It's impossible. So seriously, the word you used a moment ago, Chip, I'll emphasize it one more time: manage what you can manage, and take control by doing that.
Yeah, excellent. It is full of unknowns. Tommy, your cohort there at Advanced Trading, Tommy Grisafi. I read an article over the weekend, I think it was over the weekend, about, you know, it's not like we had a huge black swan in 2023, just a whole bunch of minis. A whole bunch of minis that
Tommy does a terrific job, and he articulated that well, Chip.
Yeah,
he sure did.
Yeah. Really difficult to manage that kind of a year. Great stuff. Thank you, Brian. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks for the opportunity, Chip. Always enjoy
visiting. You bet. Brian Bassing, Advanced Trading.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be a sign that your digestive system isn't working at its best? Taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil fiber powders help promote your daily digestive health using a plant-based fiber called psyllium. The gelling action of this special fiber traps and removes waste so you can feel lighter and more energetic. Metamucil, promoting digestive health for a better you. Learn more at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Jackson Hewitt has a plan to get your tax refund fast. With a buck, buck here, buck, buck there. Here, buck, there, buck, everywhere, buck, buck.
You don't have to wait weeks for your tax refund. Get money sooner with a no-fee refund advance loan at Jackson Hewitt.
On this loan, there's a money today guarantee. E-I-E-I-D-O.
Don't settle for chicken feed. Get fast bucks at Jackson Hewitt today. No-fee refund advance loans by Republic Bank offered to eligible clients. Money today guarantee if approved for a loan on a prepaid card. Details at JacksonHewitt.com.
This year, wouldn't you like to stop feeling self-conscious about your receding hairline or thinning hair and to start feeling confident with the way you look? Millions of men and women around the world trust Hair Grow from New Nordic as an effective way to get thicker-looking hair. Hair Grow is backed by an exclusive U.S. patent and is clinically proven to promote more hair growth. One actual Hair Grow customer writes, "After trying Hair Grow for a month and a half, my hair began to grow and thicken with no breakage when combing or shampooing. My hair is beginning to look great." Another writes, "A friend of mine noticed lots of increased hair growth. I couldn't be happier with the results and highly recommend this product for anyone with thin hair. Start looking and feeling your best with Hair Grow. Ask for Hair Grow at your local Walgreens or shop online at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com. That's New, NordicUSA.com, Amazon, or ask for Hair Grow at your local Walgreens. New year, new you, new Nordic.
Council. I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready, and health insurance is your financial safety net. Health insurance has never been so easy and affordable. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more,
give us a call at 800-801-2730. That's 800-801-2730.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
Go outside, I want to be. But so much waiting for me. Yeah, I want to go outside, I want to be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hey, I'm Reba McEntire. Growing up in Oklahoma, I had big dreams of becoming a successful country music singer. But I also knew the odds were against me and that I needed an education to fall back on. Studying never got in the way of my dreams. In fact, school gave me lots of opportunities I wouldn't have had otherwise with my career. Please stay in school and try your best. You never know where a good education might take you. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Air Force.
Cancer can feel like something we can't do anything about, but you can. There are screening tests that can catch cancer early when it may be easier to treat. Begin cervical screening at age 25. At 45, start colorectal and breast screening. At 50, discuss lung screening with a doctor. Find resources for free and low-cost screening at cancer.org/get screened. This is a public service message from the American Cancer Society.
Do you suffer from talking on the radio phobia? No problem. Send us a tweet at #AgriTalk.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. Glad that you are with us. Great conversation there with Brian Bassing. It's just that the bottom line there is be active. Don't let the markets manage you. Manage the risk that comes along with the markets for the commodities that you are growing. It's a message of be active and take responsibility for the risk that you face in the marketplace. So it's always good to get that reminder from Brian. Brian Bassing, Advanced Trading. Okay, it's Monday. That means that it is time for our update from Kerry Artak, Artak Advisory. Don't forget, if you go to artakadvisory.com, that's A-R-T-A-C, advisory.com, Kerry will get you signed up for a free 2-week trial of his daily service. Go ahead, Kerry. What do you got?
Yeah, Chip, thanks. March corn, I've covered it a lot on your show the last few months, and I've mentioned a lot this level at 460.50. I sound like a broken record, but it's a horizontal channel top that goes back to 2015. 6 years later, we closed above it in 2021. That set off a significant rally. Now, since September, we've been trading just above it. We've tested it several times. We've never closed below it at the end of any week. We did close below it today, 460.50. And in fact, because of its long-term scope, it does deserve a 1% downside violation that if we were to close at 456 even or lower on Friday, that sets off a long-term sell signal. We've been weak anyway, obviously, sitting here down in the low in the 460s, 470s, 480s for the last 4 or 5 months. But closing at 456 even or lower should set off bearish continuation. I'd say over the next 3 to 5 weeks, by the end of February anyway, 438 even would be anticipated. And over the next 3 to 5 months, 412 to 417, this is an area that can contain seasonal lows. In other words, by that point in time, we just might bottom out there into summer activity. Now, if we do not close Friday, the week itself, below 460 half, this market remains stable and possibly could muster a decent rally as we move into spring trade. 493 and three quarter upside, that is actually in reach over the next 3 to 5 weeks if we can close Friday above 460 half. 493 and three quarters, a meaningful pivot point through the rest of winter. It can contain monthly buying pressures, and yet, if we close above 493 and three quarter, 534 even expected over the following 2 to 3 months, where the broader corn futures market can top out into summer activity. On to March soybeans, very similar dynamic. March soybeans closed for the first time today below a three-year channel bottom on the weekly chart. It needs to do so by a 1% margin as well. The channel bottom is 1252 half, and the 1% violation of that is 1240 even. So we close inside that range. But if we close on Friday, March soybeans, at 1240 even or lower, in other words, 1% below that significant 1252 half support level, then we have a meaningful sell signal into spring. 1181 and a quarter then expected over the next 1 to 2 months. 1092 even expected over the next 3 to 5 months, where the broader soybean market can bottom out into summer activity. But until then, if this market Friday can close at 1252 even or higher, it remains actually stable and I think inclined for recovery over the next 2 to 3 months, 3 to 5 months or so. On the way up, 1296 even would offer a meaningful upward pivot point. So 1296 even would be in reach over the next 2 to 3 weeks if we can close Friday 1252 half or higher. 1296 even able to contain weekly buying pressures and if settled above should set up a nice rally over the following 2 to 3 months into the 1398 even to 1425 even area, where the broader soybean market can actually top out into summer activity. And finally, March feeder cattle. There's a three-year channel bottom that held nicely, in December. This is a longer-term support level that we're well above now, and above which, holding above 1215.65, talking March feeder cattle, will keep 237 even in reach as a 2 to 3 month target. On the way up, 230.37 can contain weekly buying pressures. We're around 225 right now. If we can close above 230.37 at the end of this week, that 237 even level, then likely within just another week or two, where we could top out into spring. And if we can close above 237 even, this market can run nicely again over the following 3 to 5 months back to that 266.77 27-year channel top that we tested in September, and it held beautifully. We fell all the way back to the three-year channel bottom in December that is now at 215.65. So that is the big picture support, 215.65. I don't see it this week. I'll keep you abreast of it. But if over the next few weeks we close below that 215.65 three-year channel bottom, that sets off a longer-term sell signal into later year. 184.15, that expected within 2 to 3 months. 145 even wouldn't surprise me over the next full year. This is still, after all, a church steeple rally. We are on the backside of that. It's not as if it's preordained to give way all the way back into the mid-140s over the next year. But if we were to close below 215.65 and rising weekly, I do think that is the big picture level that we should anticipate over the next full year of trade. And that's all I've got for this week, okay. Chip.
All right. Good stuff, Kerry. Thank you so much. Appreciate that. Kerry Artak, Artak Advisory. Again, go to artakadvisory.com. Get signed up for that two-week free trial. So, Davis, I'm looking at the radar. The storm is making progress. It's moving north and east of Des Moines. Yep. It's quite a ways. I mean, it's getting into north-central Iowa already. Mm-hmm. So it's happening, guys, but it's more than happening. For out there, for the guys out in Nebraska, Kansas, and northern Missouri right now, that's it's quite the storm that has developed. And of course, severe weather down on the Gulf Coast. Big game tonight down in Houston, so we'll have to be watching for that and see if there's any issues down there. Okay, National Weather Service 6 to 10 day outlook, January 14th through the 18th. The below normal temperature bullseye is right in the middle of the country. You got all of Iowa and all of Illinois in it. All of Missouri is in that as well. That's for the highest odds of below normal temperatures. But it's across the entire Midwest, Corn Belt, Rockies region. We're looking at near normal precipitation in that outlook as well. The 8 to 14 day below normal temperatures, below normal precipitation. All right, thank you so much for listening this afternoon. Really appreciate it. Thanks to Brian Bassing again. Come back tomorrow morning, 10:06 Central, for more AgriTalk.
This is Andrew McRae, host of The American Countryside. I'm also a farmer and rancher from Northwest Missouri, and I hope you'll join me each week for Farming the Countryside as we take a look at the top issues impacting agriculture as told by the people farming and working in our industry. We'll talk about markets and trade, share some of the latest tips and trends from grain and livestock producers, and take a look at trends impacting rural America. Join me for Farming the Countryside on many local radio stations or on your favorite podcast platform, or just go to farmingthecountryside.com.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
O'Reilly! Extend the life of your engine with regular oil changes and save at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, pick up 5 quarts of O'Reilly Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a MicroGuard oil filter for just $31.99. Or upgrade to a MicroGuard Select filter for just $2 more. Limits apply. We have all the supplies.